local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And welcome to Wednesday afternoon. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, we are local, we are dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. And Chris, I wanted to take a moment and just give a round of applause, pat on the back, whatever, to our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Because last night, of course, from 7 to 9, we had our election coverage. And we've heard good things from our bosses, you know, being told, hey, you did all right, kid, you know, stuff like that. Just pats on the back from them. And that's all well and good. But, you know, the listener drives the bus. And last night we had the text groove. We had our text line here. And we had a lot of people dropping in and telling us, you know, how good we were doing, telling us how good our coverage was, yeah. Even compared to some other outlets around here. They were very attentive when we had technical difficulties early. So, you know, it was they were very attentive, very constructive, and above all else, very positive. So we do appreciate that.
Wait a minute. You forgot to mention something.
Oh, what's that?
They're very smart.
They're very smart as well. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And thank you so much for having us on. It was a night to remember. I mean, and it was we had some really different election returns come in that surprised the heck out of me.
Right.
I think the one race that really stuck hard was Burgosh losing.
Yeah, on the Escambia side, that was probably the biggest one. I know Santa Rosa County, everybody's talking about Calkins and Parker both losing in districts 3 and 1. But yeah, Burgosh was a big name, and who beat him? Stroberger?
Stroberger. And I'll say this because and I'm going back to talk because I had a chance to sit down with all these candidates at the WRL meeting, the Women for Responsible Legislation, and had a chance to meet with Mr. Stroberger and all, and he and Mr. Burgosh were, let's just put it like this, tight rivals.
Right.
They were going at each other. So I wasn't really sure on how to measure that campaign, but congratulations to Mr. Stroberger.
For sure. Yeah, congratulations to everyone, by the way.
Ran a great race there. You really, and Ashley Hofberger.
That's another one. Yeah.
Ashley. She really turned some heads on that one.
Yeah.
I was surprised. Walker Wilson, Buck Mitchell, falling to Ashley, and now Ashley faces a gentleman that we had on last night, Ron Helms.
Yes.
For District 4. Spoke to Ron today, as a matter of fact.
Really?
And, yep.
Anything new?
You know, just as he said to us yesterday during that interview, he considered today day one. This is where his media hits. This is where all of his PR hits. This is where the television hits. Everything is now moving forward to November 5th.
Right.
So, nice guy. In fact, you'll be hearing from him. And he's the Democratic candidate. We like to give fair and balanced information around here. So,
for sure.
Not only he'll be facing Ashley in that race. So, it's going to be an interesting next, 77 days, something like that?
I believe so.
Until the actual big dog election, November 5th. But we'll have it covered for it. We're already starting to work on the coverage right now.
Yes.
You decide coverage.
Yeah, you decide coverage, and then we cover it.
That's exactly right.
Just past 4:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we've got Brent Lane. If you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, have some very heavy backups there. Same can be said for Blue Angel Parkway. If you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, that's backing you up towards Pine Forest Road. As for Pine Forest itself, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've also got some issues in that area, as we so often see this hour. Outside of that, in Gulf Breeze and Navarre, it's the same usual big hitters. If you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach, we have some issues there. Same with Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing the Hurlburt Field area, heading in the direction of Windhaven Beach. And it's going to be Highway 90 over in Milton if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and heading towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, we've got Alan Strum from WEAR. What's the scene, Alan?
It will be another nice night with overnight lows dropping down between 70 and 75 degrees. All clear in the skies, but the weather changes back on Thursday. The humidity returns to the area and we've got a chance for thunderstorms. Our rain chance Thursday runs at about 60%, so look for some scattered thunderstorms in the area, especially during the afternoon hours. High temp near 90 degrees. Jumping ahead, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chance is 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, hit and miss showers, pretty typical, especially north of the 10 freeway.
Yes.
Up in the Molino, Cantonment, Beulah area, that type of areas. They could see some rain showers tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be hectic. Let's see. Just about 4:19 here. We've got time for one more quick story. Did want to touch on this. We've been talking about the DNC, of course. We'll get Bobby Rossi on as much as we can today. Should have.
Get him out of the restaurants in Chicago.
Should have.
I bet he gained 10 pounds when he was being up there.
The funniest part is that we keep referencing that, even though, like, I don't think he's eaten anything, extravagant.
I can see a new feature here at the radio station. Bobby Rossi and food.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure. He'd love that. What a legacy. So we got the DNC getting underway. We'll have Bobby on hopefully at around 5:35 for a live interview. We'll get some check-ins with him throughout the evening.
You better give him about an hour head shot on that one so he can get out of the restaurant.
I did reach out to him already. Day three of the DNC, by the way, we'll see Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, of course, Kamala Harris's running mate. He's going to officially accept a Democratic nomination for VP. Right. He is set to talk about growing up in Nebraska and about he and Kamala Harris's vision for America. He'll accept the nomination after speeches from former President Bill Clinton, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
And what is there to talk about in Nebraska? I used to do businesses out in Omaha,
right
out there, and the thing was always, well, if you drive past the prison, you've gone too far.
Golly.
Now, Nebraska is an interesting state. It really is. And I didn't know he was actually from Nebraska. But there, we're going to hear from him tonight.
Yes. Let's see, 4:20 here. Now we'll take that quick break. When we return, we've got some addition. I do have an email I noticed. So that may be Bobby's first audio update.
All right, we'll keep
an eye out for that. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. From managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Project Management Institute for their Dolphin Sunset Cruise networking event Saturday afternoon at Frisky Mermaid Boat Tours. See PMIEmeraldCoastFL.org for more. Sign up now for the Northwest Florida Business Roundtable, a must for local business owners and operators. See PensacolaChamberFL.com. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Did get a texter clarifying something from earlier. We touched on this yesterday, but it apparently is still causing some issues. Garson Point Road between Mary Kitchens Road and Bay Oaks Drive is closed due to yesterday's brush fire rekindling, currently estimated at 0.25 acres. It says use caution in the area and seek an alternate route. No evacuations have been ordered. That was posted on the Facebook page for Santa Rosa County Emergency Management.
I went through that area, of course, coming into work.
Right.
I used the Garson Bridge maneuvering so I don't have to go through Gulf Breeze proper and go through all that stuff. But Avalon's absolutely open and no problems at all. If you're shooting Avalon, that's 281 from the 10 freeway.
Right.
Just take it. It's clear.
Yes.
But Garson Point Road is another story. Look, as you just mentioned.
The section near Mary Kitchens. Yeah, that it was giving us trouble before, and apparently it still is now. So that's a very unfortunate update there.
Well, I'm glad they nailed it and knocked it down as soon as they did. They had a mass showing of first responders. Because I told you, I saw them when they first landed over there at 1:15 yesterday afternoon,
right,
when it first broke out.
Yeah.
And, man, there were massive first responders on site. It paid off. They knocked the darn thing down.
Yeah, major props to the first responders in the area there.
Absolutely.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782.
Hey, I wanted to throw this thing real quick here, if you don't mind. You mentioned traffic here. FDOT sends me their updates in the afternoons.
Yes.
So this is the fresh stuff here. I just wanted to pass on for the Wednesday FDOT update. Roadway construction projects continuing here in Escambia County. Drivers encountering lane closures on the 10 freeway. This is at Highway 20. That's the interchange, that interchange at Highway 29. Boy, talk about confusing. If you're going through there, make sure you have all your faculties in place. And you're really watching what you're doing. So many cones up, so many lane changes. Just be extremely careful. 10 freeway, Highway 29 interchange, inside lane closures on the 9 mile road between the 10 freeway ramps. That's a couple of issues there that you need to be aware of today.
Yes, and we also had a texter asking about some issues that we had on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you are traveling westbound towards Tiger Point. We always have issues traveling eastbound, but westbound's kind of rough right now. That is because we do have confirmation of an accident in there. This is going to be, let me see if I can give you a landmark to look out for. If you are passing Waterfront Rescue Mission, that's where the accident has taken place, and it is still causing some heavy backups in that immediate vicinity. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point like we usually see. That's just evening congestion. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. And we also had an accident report on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards, traveling southbound coming from Highway 98, but that has seemingly cleared out. We did also get an update from Bobby Rossi.
Ah,
we did get that.
Knew it.
And the thing is, you know, typically I'll try to hear it, see what Bobby says. But you know what? I wanted us to be as authentic as ever, so I'm going to be just as surprised as you. Bobby, my friend, what is going on at the DNC today?
Well, if you listen to Pensacola Morning News, you heard me and Andrew talking about the protests from yesterday that turned into a little bit of a riot. And so there was things yesterday where they were saying, make it great, like 68, this, shut down the DNC for Gaza. And so that was the purpose of the protest yesterday. They went to the Israeli consulate, but as they were chanting, make it great, like 68, they also were chanting, we don't want no Israeli state. We want it like 48, which was before the boundaries were drawn. And so that was the point and purpose of the rallies yesterday. And a small group of about the 100-something people tried to go around the police barricade. And the police realized what they were trying to do, cut them off again. When they tried to cut them off, they basically charged the police barricade. And, you know, that's when chaos ensued. By the time we got there last night, we were told by a police officer on our way there that they already disbanded. They already, you know, shut everything down. And the group disbanded. And so there was nothing much to see. Well, we went there, we were able to pick up some flyers and some literature, things like that, to see what was going on. So today, wanted to know if there's going to escalate again. So the protest today was kind of the way it was on Monday. Kind of quiet, not much going on. Everybody just holding up signs at their designated area. And so, see, the Israeli consulate area was not a designated area. That was a pop-up march. And so now they're back to their designated areas and everything being calm and more innocent chants. So for Pensacola, well, not Pensacola right now, for News Radio 92.3, I'm Bobby Rossi.
Well, but for Pensacola right now, yeah, that is what we're doing here. Yeah, wow. You know, it's one thing if you want a ceasefire, right? That is an opinion you are allowed to have, and it really just a ceasefire itself isn't, I think we all want that in a perfect world, but asking for the revoking of an Israeli state, that seems a bit too extreme.
And I think a lot of these folks are forgetting about October 7th.
Right.
What really went down over
That's
there.
When people really started talking about this anyway,
do you know,
at least in America.
And on Tuesday, they released 6 hostages dead. I mean, now, how can you overlook these type things and call it fair and, yeah, it's okay if this happens? It's not okay that this happens.
Right. Yeah. This is and that's the thing. That's why I'm all like, hey, look, what the heck? Okay, well, very happy to say this is not my fault, and this isn't causing any issues currently.
I hope you're no, I hope you're not getting ready to do something crazy.
No, well, but in 6 seconds, the Fox News break starts. There was a program log error. I'll explain that, and we'll have Eric Hansen when we return from this Fox News break. So, apparently, well, actually, no, it's going to let the outro music run out. Then it's going to come in to Fox.
Are we given a blow-by-blow description here on how this thing works this afternoon?
I guess so.
Hey.
I don't know what to make of that.
We're just glad you're here.
Those Democratic House members to hold and to grow our Democratic majority in the House.
Pelosi speaking at a DNC breakfast earlier today in Chicago. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. plans to address the nation Friday. There's speculation he could drop his White House bid.
Kennedy's campaign is struggling to get the 70-year-old on the ballot in multiple states. Fundraising is reportedly drying up, and the campaign admits it may not make it to November.
Fox's Mark Meredith there. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of TJX Companies rose nearly 4% in pre-market trades this morning after the discount apparel and home fashion retailer reported some better-than-expected second-quarter results, even raising their full-year guidance. The parent company of TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods is currently up slightly. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today, the Dow gaining 55, the S&P 500 growing by 23, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by more than a half a percentage point, gaining 102 points. Peloton and Planet Fitness are upping their investment now in strength rather than cardio equipment as more women and young people opt for weight training at the gym. Planet Fitness says strength equipment tends to be more cost-effective. Shares of Target rocketing towards a three-month high today. Target was able to raise their full-year profit outlook. Shares currently down slightly. U.S. oil futures for September crude under 72.
This is Sean Levine with a Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. Dallas Cowboys, watch out, because if Dak Prescott's in a different uniform next year, I'm pretty sure it's going to be in New York. He might not win a Super Bowl with you, but he's going to win a Super Bowl somewhere. Cowboys fans, you're going to miss yourself some Dak Prescott the minute after he's gone. I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Just in time for the summer season, Feedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. See dealer for details.
From one generation to the next.
Wilson rolling right, throws the pass on the other. It's caught! It's caught! It's caught! Touchdown, FSU!
Running right, lowers the shoulder, lowers the shoulder. He fights into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU versus Georgia Tech, Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi, what do they have in common? They both covered the RNC from Milwaukee. Now, it's the Democrats' turn.
I will be laser-focused on creating opportunities for the middle class.
Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News and Bobby Rossi on Pensacola Right Now. Report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Catch their interviews and observations throughout the convention on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. Let's see. If you're traveling westbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, we did have some issues there from an accident, but it does appear to have cleared out. Still have issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, though. Also, traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive is going to give you some issues. Same with Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Last major spot's going to be over in Milton. This is going to be Caroline Street or Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 91 degrees in Pensacola. Today's high was, 92. As we get into tonight, the low is going to be 75 with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, there's going to be a 40% chance of thunderstorms throughout your Thursday with a high of 91. And those chances of thunderstorms are going to linger into Thursday night, where there is a low of 73. That's your traffic and weather together. And now we go to the phones, where we have Eric Hansen. Chris.
Hey, Eric. Hey, Eric. What you doing today, buddy?
How we doing, sir? Doing great.
Oh, we're
Happy
doing
Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, back at you. Let me tell you, I am counting the days down until we hit the Bayou Tahar. And what the heck am I talking about today? We're talking about the Dragon Boat Races, 10th annual. Eric's been there for every one of them. And Eric, so yes, where sir. Are we at in the planning stage for this event?
We are very much heating up. We are gathering sponsors. Teams are signing up more and more. We are always looking for more, but we are having heavy meetings, and everything's getting very, very exciting, as you said. We can't wait for October 12th.
You know, 10 years now, that's quite an extended period of time for one event to have a continuing schedule going on. And as I mentioned to you a few minutes ago, what has changed over those 10 years with this event?
Yeah, a decade. Hard to believe, right?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
I would say just the community engagement, the buzz around the opportunity to network with your company, your employees, your staff, coworkers has really grown. I can absolutely feel the energy over the years getting better and better. Everybody knows COVID gave everybody a little bit of a pause and a halt there, so we had to kind of skip a year there. And I think the energy really rose back up from that over the last 3 years. So. Really, it's just grown and grown, and we're always just amazed at the energy and the amount of people that come down and just rave about it. We got people traveling from all over the state, all over the South, just to participate.
Yeah, rightly. So this is quite an event. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never seen the Dragon Boat Races, this is a very unique event. Kind of explain, there's a drummer on the back of this boat that kind of bangs out the beat for the rowing folks. But it's colorful, it's exciting. I know a couple of years ago when I was there with you, Eric, we even had some dolphin come into the Bayou Tahar that was right along with the boats. It was what a beautiful sight that was. You never know what to expect.
No, what an epic picture.
It really was. Saturday, mark this on your calendars, everybody. Saturday, October 12th, we'll be on the Bayou Tahar there. We're there before the sun rises. Believe me, it's an all-day affair. Bring the family, bring the kids, load them up, come on down to the Bayou Tahar. Is there anything we're missing, Eric, in terms of solicitation of volunteers for this event?
We are very blessed to have the charities, Gulf Coast Kids House, Habitat for Humanity, and the Escambia County Schools Foundation, really step up and provide the volunteers. Mm-hmm. So we usually have a plethora of people that just can't wait to volunteer and help their charities. So we are really, really set as far as volunteers go. The one cool thing, though, Chris, is that you can actually come down the day of, get a waiver signed, put a wristband on, and literally jump in and paddle with the racers.
Oh,
we are always looking for a few spots to fill.
Right.
So somebody could come down, put a vest on, get their waiver signed, and have a lot of fun.
And having fun is the name of the game, but I want to tell you, you're going to see some of Pensacola's biggest and most aggressive community organizations involved in this event. I mean, you will see folks from every major corporation around here. It's a great community building event. Here's one thing I do want to pass along, and you can kind of talk to me about this one. Always seems to be a problem with some parking situations. We're encouraging people not to park on people's lawns or in their driveways. You know what I'm talking about. Come on.
East Hill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So obviously it's a neighborhood event down on the Bayou Tahar. Everybody knows how you get down in there is literally through the neighborhood, one of our prestigious neighborhoods here in Pensacola, East Hill. And so be mindful of that. We've got golf carts running back and forth to make sure people can get down there quickly and safely. Just be mindful of the parking for sure. Stay on the curb.
Speaking of parking, is Rusty Gale going to be handling that department this year?
Always.
Absolutely. I mean, he's like a staple. When I drive up in the dark, of course, you'll see him standing out there. There's Rusty. It must be the event today. Let me just give everybody what's going on. The festival, Dragon Boat Festival, Saturday, October 12th. Races and Fest begin 8 a.m., 5:30 p.m., wrapping it up at Bayview Park in Pensacola. Any parting words that you need to add onto this, Eric, in terms of somebody maybe wanting to participate this year?
Yeah, we would love to gather a few more businesses and their sponsorships. Great way to give back to the community. Quickest way to find us is PensacolaDragonBoatFestival.com. We are on social media as well, but the website really answers all the questions, gives you the way to sign up, gives you a way to learn more how to sponsor. So PensacolaDragonBoatFestival.com would be the best way to send everybody to go learn more.
And let's not forget about it's all being brought to you by Northeast Pensacola Sertoma Clubs. You guys are so active out there. I love the thing you do at the over at the Harley-Davidson place. You guys throws when I see an event of yours, it reminds me the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. If you guys are a part of that over at Northeast Sertoma, dadgummit, it's going to be a great event. It really is. Eric, thanks for your time this afternoon. Go out and make it a great Wednesday.
Thank you so much.
And we look forward to talking to you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, listen, we look forward to talking to you all the way into the event, okay?
You got it. I'll be here for you.
Okay, Eric. Eric Hansen, great guy. I've known Eric for, long time. Let me just say a long time. They do an amazing, the Dragon Boat Festival, if you've never seen it, got to make plans to check that out.
Oh,
really
for
is
sure.
good.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's actually because of this job that I've been at a couple of Dragon Boat Festivals. And yeah, very, very large event.
Usually a very warm event.
Yeah, I mean, just like 99% of events around here. So don't let that be a knock on it. Yeah, great event, tons of vendors, tons of food, all that. It's very, very great sights there. All righty, almost exactly 4:45. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we still got some backups there. Same if you're traveling eastbound on 9 Mile towards I-10, so be on the lookout for that. Then it's going to be Blue Angel Parkway, traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, and Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. So several spots in Pensacola giving us some trouble right now. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach. And then we've got very heavy backups. No confirmation of an accident, but very heavy backups, worse than usual, on Highway 90, going both ways, whether it be you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, or traveling eastbound, coming from Dogwood Drive, heading into downtown. So be on the lookout for that.
You know, I have that. Do you ever take the 10 freeway west towards like Mobile or New Orleans on that side there?
Not often.
Well,
no,
just before you enter the George C. Wallace Tunnel, that new tunnel on the 10 freeway, it seems like about a mile before the tunnel, the traffic starts to back up, but there's no reason for the backup. And that's what I'm getting at. You just mentioned there doesn't seem to be an accident out there. I guess it's just the pace of the people driving. But, boy, they go through that tunnel so darn slow, and they don't have to. But you always see backups over there, especially on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
People heading
to New Orleans or Biloxi to do their gaming over there or just whatever. So that's what made me think about that when you brought that up. No reason for the backups, but they seem to be there.
Yes, and as for the weather, we've got WEAR's Alan Strom on deck.
It will be another nice night with overnight lows dropping down between 70 and 75 degrees. All clear in the skies, but the weather changes back on Thursday. The humidity returns to the area, and we've got a chance for thunderstorms. Our rain chance Thursday runs at about 60%, so look for some scattered thunderstorms in the area, especially during the afternoon hours. High temp near 90 degrees. Jumping ahead, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chance is 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All righty. Thank you very much, Alan. Let's see. We've been touching a lot on the DNC. And, of course, when we're talking about DNC and we're talking about the presidential spotlight, It's a lot about Trump and Harris. However, we do have a report here saying, this is from earlier today, Robert F. Kennedy will reportedly drop out of the 2024 race and support former President Trump. Important distinction. I should have said Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I think we all knew which one I was talking about, but just in case you didn't. He says he will address America on Friday about the present historical moment and his path forward. The independent candidate has failed to gain traction in his campaign and is struggling to get on the ballot. He will give the speech from Phoenix, Arizona, where, perhaps coincidentally, Trump will also be holding a rally in nearby Glendale. So very interesting there. RFK.
I don't think it comes as a surprise.
No. Well, and that's the thing. He already kind of hinted at this because we had touched on it a day or two ago where it's like he was. It was a matter of keep running or drop out and endorse Trump. That was basically his two options. And I don't know. I guess he went with the latter.
Do you think Robert Kennedy Jr. will, if Trump were to win the president's race in November, do you think he'll get a cabinet post or something like that?
I figured you would ask. Maybe. I don't know. A lot of people like RFK, but if he starts going around endorsing Trump and like saying, oh, yeah, woo, Donald, that's probably going to lose him some support.
Yeah, but I don't think that's his nature.
No.
Politically speaking, he's not like that. He's a pretty straightforward guy.
Well, and that's what begs the question. Why would he endorse, like, why would he come out and publicly say he plans to endorse Trump anyway?
Because I think it was his running mate, his choice for vice president. I think she first initiated this earlier on Monday. That's when I first read about it.
Right.
And then today they forwarded this story. They advanced it. And we now have it busting across all platforms. That, yeah, he does expect to withdraw from the race on Friday and make an announcement of his endorsement to former President Donald Trump.
Mm. Very odd turn of events for RFK there. But, hey, he's an odd guy. What are you going to do? Just about 4:50 here.
Well, at least you didn't say, like Wall says, he's not a weird guy.
Yeah, he's weird. He's weird. We'll take a quick break when we return. We do have another sound bit from Bobby Rossi giving us an update on what else is going on with the sights and sounds of DNC Day 3. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I don't know what year the song came out. I'm assuming it was late 90s. But I will say, like, there was an era there for a bit where, like, pop-ish rock songs. They had music videos where there was like a blue tint, kind of looked like the original Twilight movie, if you ever saw that. I get very blue music video vibes when I hear that song. Now, you may be wondering, what substance does that bring to this discussion regarding news in Pensacola? Absolutely none. Just wanted to share my two cents on that.
I thought you were going to whip into a FEMA blue tent.
No, wasn't going to do that either.
There's roofs and all the blue roofs around town.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of work anyway.
And you know, we were talking to Eric Hansen a few minutes ago.
Yes.
Of course, the Dragon Boat Festival coming up on October 12th. Great Saturday plan there. While we're talking about boating, let me remind you the America's Cup Louis Vuitton Preliminary Regatta gets underway off the coast of Barcelona tomorrow. Why do I say that? Because American Magic is our very own here.
Yeah.
American Magic is one of several teams who will be showing off their new AC-75 racing yacht for the very first time. We'll probably be seeing a lot of this boat around Pensacola Bay. The yacht racing team has established permanent roots here in Pensacola. We all know that. Then, as a matter of fact, they signed a 10-year lease agreement with the city. New headquarters being built as we speak at the Port of Pensacola. So I'm excited about that. You know, we were looking here on the visuals. Fox was feeding us some B-roll here, and we were looking at the visuals there. When you see that boat on the waters off the coast of Barcelona, what do you see? Pensacola. I mean, you know, it's like it's got Pensacola all over it, and it's just so amazing. They're in Barcelona, Spain, promoting us here in Pensacola.
Yeah, that's
good
awesome.
Stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because you know, it's awesome to feel seen. Almost 4:55 here, but before we get that last quick check of the roads and weather, we got a check of Bobby Rossi at the DNC. What's going on there, Bobby?
Well, we are definitely looking forward to tonight. Yesterday was fantastic. Michelle Obama blew the doors off of the building, blew the roof off the building with her energy, with her excitement, and with her messaging. Andrew and I both said we think that she probably had the biggest reception of anybody thus far out of both the RNC and the DNC, including her husband. And she probably gave, if not the best speech, one of the top speeches out of both the RNC and the DNC. Just the way she was able to keep the audience engaged the whole time. Even if you don't agree with her messaging, what she had to do, what she said, just kept everybody just going. It was electrifying. It was one of those moments where I thought, if you're a Republican, you do not want to see her ever run. Because she just knows how to electrify her audience and get them going. It was very impressive overall. Tonight, though, Bill Clinton. And so I'm very interested in seeing what the reaction is going to be when Bill Clinton takes the stage tonight. For News Radio 92.3, I'm Bobby Rossi.
They're all saying, where's the blue dress? Well, where's the blue dress?
No, honestly, I got to be real with you. Michelle Obama is someone, you know, some people love her, some people hate her. That's politics for you. But I always thought that if she ran, she would be huge.
But that would concern me immensely if that is what we're basing our leadership on. She has no qualified experience.
I mean, but yeah.
Well, I'm just saying she has no qualified experience. She was the first
lady. Neither did Trump, though, right?
She was the first lady. And listen, I'm not saying good, bad, indifferent, whatever. But I think choosing the leader of this country better bring with them some qualified credentials.
Right.
And knowing what's going on. I think we're seeing that with Joe, you know, in terms of his decisions he's made over the past 3.5 years.
Well, and that's the thing. I think the problem with I think even if she was more qualified, she was really going to ride, if she were to ever run, she'd be riding on, you know, Barack Obama's wife, like, and they're wholesome couple. They seem to be very cute together whenever even last night when Obama, you know, was coming out to follow up her speech, and he like held her hand and kind of like basically like kind of like pointed to her like, get a load of her, right?
He did the same thing with Joe Biden.
He grabbed his hand
and he put his arm around him and walked him off the stage.
Yeah, that was different. He grabbed his wrist and said, come on, Joe, let's go.
Joe's response was, where are we going?
Oh my God. Yeah. Well,
who are all these guys out here in this stuff? I mean, what am I doing here?
One of the most recurring themes you and I have discussed throughout all of this stuff is that we did really feel sorry for Joe Biden at times.
Absolutely.
Well, and that's the thing. That was one of those times where, Obama did. He reached over and grabbed his wrist, like you would helping a grandma across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did it, you kind of see Biden light up as if like, oh, okay, we're going now.
Right. We know where we're going.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, anyway, don't, let's not go down that rabbit hole. Either way, yeah, Michelle, very popular. Barack, very popular. So for day two, for them to be in the first half of the DNC is pretty impressive. Bill Clinton.
Where's the blue dress?
I understand that he, you know, through besides the scandal, he's typically a relatively fondly remembered president. I'm wording this as delicately as I can.
I will tell you, when he was doing his run, I will tell you, I took off work. Just, this is true. I took off work so I could hear his speech.
Really?
Yeah. I was a Clinton supporter.
Right.
For many years.
Yeah. And that's the thing. As I said, outside of that whole dress stuff,
right.
You know, it seemed like he was a pretty likable guy. So I'm sure he's going to, you know, I'm sure he's going to wow the crowd in his own older way.
But I must preface this by saying I'm talking years back being a Clinton supporter.
I mean, 30 years ago.
and we mentioned this, and I told you about it on the show on Tuesday. I do not have a D and R behind my name.
Right.
At all. So I go for the best candidate.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, if Clinton was the best one then, he's the best one then. Let me ask you this. Who do you think... Now, don't tell me who you think is more qualified, because the answer is kind of obvious.
I got you.
But who do you think would win, Michelle or Kamala?
Oh, Michelle.
Yeah, I know. It's an easy question. It's an easy question.
Oh, my God. Kamala doesn't even know what she doesn't... What is it, 26 days now or 27 days she hasn't answered any questions?
Yeah, she's been getting a lot of criticism for that.
And blow off the little thing she did walking over to the reporters.
That's the thing.
For
she
one
made
minute.
She made a limited appearance.
One minute
and
appearance.
I think there was like a teleprompter, wasn't there?
No, she was
at
standing out on the side of the road. She came off the bus.
I remember that.
There.
I'm talking about another thing, though. It was like on a... Man, what
no,
was
she
it?
She has not answered questions.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I do not like. Not just because I'm a reporter.
Right.
But the country deserves to know, what in the hell are you thinking?
If you're not answering the questions. Yeah,
that's what concerns me.
Yeah, no, that's for sure very concerning. Alrighty, just about 5 o'clock here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. WEAR top of hour news coming up. When we return, we'll give you another rundown of everything happening in your world today. Once again on News Radio 92.3.